Good afternoon, whatever it is. Finance and Administration Subcommittee, Somerville City Council is now in session. Everybody's here. TBD claims.
This is the normal monthly charge for 2 hours of my time, 2 hours of Patty's time to do all the stuff we have to do every month for the Transportation Benefit District.
That's a big bill. I don't know if we can handle it or not.
I move that we approve the TBD.
My second.
Claims on consent.
On TBD consent.
Is it a coincidence that we looked at that same amount last month?
Same amount every month.
It's just an average, 2 hours of my time, 2 hours of Patty's time. That's the bank statements, reconciliation, printing all the reports.
All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Have me a hello.
Global enforcement. Global, are we taking over the world with global enforcement?
That's right.
Apparently, we're taking over the world. Global enforcement.
Susan, do you want me to present on this one or?
Yes, well, sure, if you want. I mean, it's already been approved and recommended for, or recommended for approval on consent. But because it's kind of a finance and admin sort of thing, we wanted to pass it through this committee as well.
And Paul wasn't here.
I think there's only one person who wasn't.
Oh, it was done during the planning and land use, okay.
So the couple things on this, the overall is, this is kind of doing some housekeeping as far as making different chapters refer to one another, especially for appeals language. But then where it has implications for finance and administration is when we passed the global enforcement a couple years ago, it was primarily a public works and community development. Those chapters that we enforce were included, and the business licensing chapter was excluded from that. Since that time, we've had a couple of business license situations where having a better hammer instead of a $300 per month fine would have been appropriate and a clear appeal process to take it to the hearings examiner. So that's what we're recommending, is to put that under the global enforcement for business licenses. If you don't have a business license or refuse to get one, we're still gonna, you know, go and inform you and do education first. But if you absolutely refuse, then it's a $1,000 fine. You can appeal to the hearing examiner. And if you still fail to comply, then it's $1,000 a day, potentially. Pretty straightforward, doesn't require a public hearing. We're clarifying some of our noticing requirements, not necessarily modifying our policy, but making sure that people know what they're going to get as far as public notification, which is another thing. So it was placed on consent by planning and land use.
Okay. So do we just need to concur with planning and land use, or we can just sit here and do nothing?
It's already on consent. You can pretty much sit here and do nothing. It was more for your information than anything else. So.
That works for me. Okay, well done. Haul route agreement review fee.
Should I do this one too?
Please.
Okay.
When I hit that,
it's pretty.
When I was going to today, it popped up something else, but it didn't matter.
$100 fee for an hour minimum, right?
Yeah.
Gotta look over the haul route. Takes time. They should pay for it.
State law will do it again, but yeah. I was looking it up and it brought up a different page. Not a big deal. Yeah.
If you guys ever find any dead links on the website, please let me know.
Dead links?
Oh, okay. You click it, nothing happens.
Or it goes to somewhere and you're like, this is clearly not what it's supposed to be.
And so this one can be a consent one too, and Mark kind of explained it.
Did this come about because of the there was that big, huge thing that the refinery needed?
Well,
and the haul route.
Yeah. We spent a few hours on that one.
And oh my gosh, they spent hours and hours and hours coming up with the haul route.
And I think a lot of this was Stephanie too, where Stephanie said, gosh, you know, I see everybody working really hard on these, but we're never
get a fee for it. So,
That was a big outsized equipment or something that we.
Yeah, we're seeing this more and more. It's just, there's just be whatever reason, a lot more hauls.
Got a refinery nearby.
Yeah, and you know, I wish we'd have had this in place when they were building Cascadia School.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they would have paid for Church Road for the most part.
Kind of.
Because they just destroyed Church Road.
And one question I had to write, I noticed, because it said $100 minimum in the ordinance, is that, or is it just 100? Because it looked to me, it was kind of contradictory in a couple different places, and well, so I left it at minimum.
I think it should be a minimum, because...
Per hour, yeah.
Yeah, it should be a per hour.
If it takes them 6 or 7 hours.
One hour minimum or something, but we've got that elsewhere.
As soon as we get a haul route plan that the Public Works Director and staff would start looking at, $100. If there's a lot of back and forth, it racks up, so then it incentivizes them giving us a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, a minimum 1 hour, gotcha.
Cool.
So
$100 minimum 1 hour, so it would be in $100 increments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that should be reflected on the fee code in the, mm-hmm. in the fee section. So like down below at the very end where it said $100 minimum,
right,
should probably say $100 an hour, 1 hour minimum.
Yeah, okay, that's more clear.
And haul agreement, maybe you say haul route plan, just because the review of the plan is what we're charged.
Yeah, it's a haul route review. Yeah. Haul route agreement review.
Because plan review?
You haven't agreed yet.
Right, because it's not, it's the review of the agreement.
Haul route review.
Yes.
Fee.
Yeah, I like
okay.
that.
Because they might never,
yeah,
we
right.
never.
We not, might not ever agree.
Reach agreement, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and there are times when we've spent time on a haul route and they said, we'll do it somewhere else.
And well, so that other just, one, yeah. going through Linden. Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Staff recommends consent, did we?
Yeah, we would, yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion to put it on consent agenda.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Chair says aye. Yay.
All right.
Thanks, Council.
Anything else?
I have one little thing.
Go ahead.
So, really major yeah. item that came to me as I was talking to I'm sure this has been discussed before. Could we spend a few dollars and buy a coffee machine for this room?
Like we used to have. Like City Hall used to provide coffee for employees, and then when we had all those cutbacks in 2009,
we
laid off a bunch of employees, cut out the coffee.
I was wondering, this is back in 07,
yeah.
08, when
austerity, yeah.
I was wondering when, and I guess when is 2015.
Yeah, when am I going to restore some of this
stuff? Someone would say, why don't we bring back?
I've been thinking about that for
so
a couple of
months. So I'd like to
we could
put it on consent, see if it flies through, that we buy a,
we
what are they?
Do it.
A bun
we
coffee?
Yeah,
machine.
I
we
think
do
we
do
need
it.
A motion
we don't
for
need
it.
A,
whoa, I don't need a public hearing?
No.
Let's put a coffee machine.
Because I got one upstairs.
People want to bring cream and stuff.
Now, there is a $100 coffee review fee.
Yeah.
I like it.
There you go.
No, we'll make it happen.
Because I'm sitting here going, I sure wish I could fill this.
Yeah, but I think we actually had a service.
We did.
That provided the machine and provided the coffee.
Really?
Yeah. And the rule for government is that as long as the coffee is available to the public,
mm-hmm.
there's no problem with the city covering the cost of the machine and the
makes
coffee.
Total sense. Yeah. So we could have
who
like thousands of people coming through here if they knew
I think the employees
just
don't they
take
all chip
in?
Yeah, I think they have a payroll $5 a month.
For what now?
For
the coffee
they pay for their own coffee upstairs.
It's all cash and somebody keeps the
books. Somebody keeps it off. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like how we do our water.
Cash fund.
Like how we do our water.
Coffee fund.
Exactly.
Thank you. I feel like we've accomplish
them
today now.
Yeah, and now we'll be looking at
I remember, it's all plumbed. Oh, it's all plumbed, yeah.
Is this still recording?
Yeah, we haven't adjourned.
Beautiful.
I had a couple items still on the committee. It wasn't okay. on the agenda. Just kind of comments. I should be able to get out the revenue graphs today, but just kind of a highlight. Most areas look really good, ahead of budget. Water, sewer, storms looking good, both connection fees and rate and fee revenue.
And that had been down a bit.
It's been pretty strong since last few months. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Early was a concern.
Last year.
Oh, we got two fourplexes in here this week. Oh, that was good. But sales tax is down 5%, so we're through 6 months, and sales tax is a little soft. I looked at all the sources, and nothing sticks out.
The big ones are taking a hit, like the furnitures and the grocery stores.
It's funny, the furnitures are way down the list. Samuels, back in the day, was almost, I think, one of our top providers of sales tax. Since destination sales tax took place several years ago, they're way down the list. Like Wilson's is ahead of Samuels in terms of furniture local deliveries. Yeah, so I should be able to get those out. So it's a good
sense. That means TED's down too, or the sales tax down.
Right. Maybe I was real conservative. We forecasted 360,000 in annual TBD sales tax. Well, we're up about 8%.
They should track exactly the same.
They should, yeah. Except that my budget was kind of low and conservative on TBD. So TBD's above, which is interesting.
I think here in August, Grocery Outlet is scheduled to open. They'll generate some sales tax, not a substantial amount, because you realize it's for non-food items. You know, so if you buy toilet paper, that's sales tax. But if you buy, you know, raw chicken, then it's not. But if you buy a roast chicken, it is. So that'll help a little bit.
And the motel once Motel 6 gets going, we should see that restore the fund there. We actually had to cut in half the payment to the Chamber of Commerce because there wasn't enough cash there. So hopefully we'll pick that up toward the end of the year.
I mean, they should be much better than Scottish Law.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot fewer 30-day stays where we didn't connect any of that. Or by the hour. Other comments, like I said, water sewer rate revenue is looking strong. You know, we normally would increase water sewer rates effective with the bills that went out 2 days ago or 1 day ago, but the Seattle CPI April was negative a little, so there was no water sewer rate increases. So it kind of hurts us in terms of, you know, ability to pay as we're negotiating with the unions. And a lot of those folks, public works, you know, charge the water sewer store. That argument hasn't seemed to sway anybody at the table at all.
Apparently, the city council could just raise the rates.
They think we've got deep pockets, which we do not. And also, I'll be preparing the 6 month. Every July, I'm supposed to come to you and show you a 6 year look ahead at all of our significant funds. The general fund will have the same trend as budget time when you look 6 years out. With keeping all the same resources and employees, the cash decreases 6 years out. You know, it is what it is. We suggested some revenue enhancements last year at budget time. We could list those anyway and consider them. But if a big box does land here, then that will present different challenges, how not to spend all that money all at once.
A lot of people come out of Uber wanting money.
They're going to come like this. The police chief's going to go, I could use two or three more officers and some more vehicles. And Parks Department, I could use a director. And well, of course, the November election in the Parks Metropolitan Parks District will certainly tell where we're going there. So overall, we're hanging in there financially.
Does there need to be a pro and con committee for that?
Yes.
Good point.
In the works, it needs to be by August 4th, so we're getting that done here, getting that posted.
So that's all.
Get applications. Not yet. I haven't posted it yet, so this week, hopefully.
Hopefully some parks.
I think as the state budget went through, so maybe we'll have some transportation, road project money, and Star Park.
We got Star Park. There's
so cool.
I-5, Slater Road. They slotted some money in, not for the next 2 years, but for the 2 years after that.
I don't think Councilman Ingram heard that.
We got the matching funds for the Star Park from the state.
Yeah, you're interested. Oh.
And then, Bakerview, I-5 got a bunch of money this year, but I don't think we're going to see much of it.
So that's all I had.
No, it's all going to go to Big Bertha. Right.
Blaine got some pretty big hauls this year.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep.
We adjourned.
We adjourned.